you were captain last year in the county final, and it didn't go as planned. No. And a big disappointment for everybody, but I suppose, you know, maybe you felt it a bit more than most because you were captain and you had that extra responsibility.
That's true. I suppose having captain was a great privilege and honour to be captain of this club, and to lead them to a county final day was, you know, a great honour and sort of special. But those then to be turned out and be on the losing side was a big blow. It was devastating, to tell you the truth. And you know, you want to be up the steps of Hilly Park there, and you look at Steve McNally done it last year, just a place you want to be. And both now, thankfully, we've worked hard the year and got a chance maybe to hopefully maybe put that right, but we have a hell of a game ahead of us. And but it's a game day we look forward to, and a game we look forward to, and hopefully maybe we can do the business.
And would that defeat have spurred you on a bit more to get back again to another county final yourself and the players?
Oh, definitely did. You know, that's what you want to be. And I suppose every club's like that in throwing, they want to get to the county final day, no matter what level they're at. And we're just thankfully, as I said, they were knuckled down and we've done pretty well. We've froze the season. Didn't start that well as somewhere like last year, but you know, thankfully when the championships come around, we've sort of stepped it up a wee bit, and we'll script through maybe a couple of rounds there. But you know, thankfully we're there, and you know, we'll now look forward to it.
Well, that old Carrickmore spirit is still there, obviously, because you came through a couple of tight games. I mean, Ochre really put it up to you, and you managed to get over the line by 2 points. Arbo give you another tough game as well, again over the line by 2 points. So the spirit and the battling mentality. Oh, still there.
Oh, still there, definitely. Aye, and it's shining through, especially them sort of the younger players, you know, that's coming through, and it's brilliant to see that. And that quality is hard a bit sometimes, especially in them tight champs of games, and comes down to the wire sort of, and they're standing up, you know, like sort of Roy Lahorn, you know, Mickey Donaghy, Mickey Slane, and boys like that really stepping up to the plate and showing what they're made of. You know, they're sort of pushing the likes of me and Marty and Mark on a bit further, and it's good to see that, you know, like Johnny Monroe, and you can name them all, Keelan Daly. You know, they're brilliant to see that, and suppose it's going to be there, they're the future of this club, and they're taking on that mentality, which is great to see it.
And the team that has emerged as finalists and come up against you, probably the most talented footballing team in Tyrone at the minute, so it's going to be quite a battle.
It definitely is. When you look at the, suppose, first of all, the six county senior players, no matter what they have then on the 21s and minors, so definitely they've a talented bunch. They've showed that down through the years that they have a talented bunch. The sort of group of lads, their own O'Neills and Conor Clarks and that, and Grugans have won sort of minors and on the 21s at Ulster level, never mind county level. So they're definitely a talented bunch of players, and I suppose that's a challenge for us to try and curtail their influence in the game as much as we can, and that's a big test for us. But hey, it's one we're there, and it's a, you know, big game, and we look forward to it.
And they were a wee bit Carrickmoorish in a couple of their games as well, because they looked down and out against Killeen, and it stays a massive finish. They were almost certainly down and out against Tramore, right. And it stays a miracle finish.
I suppose maybe you wouldn't maybe associate that with Oma, but you know, the thing Larry Stainis really got that into them the year. They've sort of played the final whistle, and I suppose they showed that against Tramore here with the last sort of minute goal or last couple of seconds goal. So and fair play to them for that. You know, suppose that's someone we have to be aware of, that it's going to be a 60 minute or even maybe a 65 minute game. You know, we can't sort of lie back on the thing and just think it's going to be nice and easy for us. We're going to have to push that really final whistle, and hopefully we can do that on the day.
And a bit surprising that when the game was fixed for Oma's own ground in Healy Park, that Carrickmore accepted it and said, no problem, we'll go ahead and play there.
Definitely, that's not an issue to us. It doesn't really matter. All county finals are played in Healy Park, so it doesn't really matter to us. We've played there plenty of times at Championship Football, so not a real issue among the players. Probably looking forward to it. It's a great surface, it's a great stadium, and no better place to be on county final day, I think.
And Paddy Talley in doing a bit of work with you, and you worked with Paddy back in 03, and he was an integral part of that first All-Ireland for Tyrone, so good to get back and renew the partnership.
I definitely was. I suppose I've known Paddy this long time, and just good to have him in there. He's brought a new freshness to the whole thing, and he just coming up with brilliant ideas and stuff, and his training has just been fantastic, and he showed that. He's been coaching at the top level now for 10 or 12 years now, and it's brilliant to see that he's given time up to come and help us out a wee bit. You know, any wee bit sort of helps, and hopefully we're showing that and showing the stuff in training that's applied now on the match day. That's the thing that we're trying to do, and hopefully we can do that. And just goes down to thanks to Paddy for helping out and doing this wee bit.
The Carrickmore supporters, they're a bit like Kerry supporters. They get impatient if things aren't going as well, and they've had to wait a long time for a title. It's 2005 since the last one. So I think you know the players maybe owe the spectators, the supporters, another title.
It's definitely do. It's a long time. I suppose I was there myself in 05. I know it was a good feeling, but then to lose in 06 again and 2010 and then lose last year, sort of disappointing. But I think owe to ourselves, the players owe to ourselves to really go out and get a good performance and really try and win some silverware the year again. League title was brilliant for us last year, and hopefully we can use that sort of day, or that day in spirit, or that day in, or not say day in attitude that we showed last year, sort of get a goal in the last minute to to win the league. So hopefully we can show that maybe on county final day, which would be great, and hopefully we could get a bit of silver, as I say.
And 3 defeats in finals since you last won the title. I mean, that's not like Carrickmore, and it's something you'll want to put right.
Aye, definitely, I suppose. And it's not been nice being on the losing side or sitting in that change room after the match. But hey, we'll go there now, and hopefully we're in a good chance and a good shout. If we put in the good work and good performance, you know, you never know what happens. I suppose it's all on the day, no matter what's really happened before or who beat who in the semi-finals or whatever. I think it's all on the day, whatever team performs today. When you look at Clonoe last year, sort of bit of a second half burst from there and got a couple of goals, and you know, that could make a difference, and hopefully we'll get the rub of the green now on the county final day.
That feeling of being there when Morris Fitz defied physics. Unbeatable.
When you think of the action on Hill 16 when Canavan fired it over.
I cried in Hyde Park as I saw them, two captains side by side, 67 years between them. I was there.
And I'll be there
this year.
Could it
all over again?
The GAA Football Championship. Nothing beats being there.
It's first and foremost nice to be there in any capacity, but to be as captain is nice. It's nice that Larry put the trust in you to be the captain, and you know, hopefully you like to think as a captain maybe you can give that wee bit extra to the lads. You know, and if it means get them over the line, that's what will be more important thing, more importantly about, you know.
Now, Omagh obviously haven't been in the final since 2005, so there's a special occasion. Do you remember the 2005 final?
I was on the bench for 2005. I was only 17 or so, 17 or 18. And I didn't get a run out, like, but I remembered, and I remember the disappointment of losing. That's probably, you know, you don't look back on it overly fondly because you lose, and because we were that... Because we were so quick in it after playing the Tuesday night before, you never got a chance to really appreciate it. So I know Joey and Justy probably have a bit, and Cahill and ODE, I think, with the other boys, and we played that day, but I hadn't played, so.
You mean it now, obviously, the fact that you have a bit more time to look forward to it, there's more sort of buzz around?
Certainly, you know, you get to appreciate that wee bit more. I think, but more importantly, it gives you a bit of time to get the work done and to look at Carrickmore and see where maybe you try and where you'll try and win the game. So from that point of view, it gives you a bit more preparation. So these days are there to be enjoyed as well. You know, you don't county finals, especially from home, you don't come along that often. Carrickmore, I think this is their third or fourth final since 2005. So they have a lot of boys in their team that are well used to this build up, and you know, I think they've lost 3 or 4 in a row, so they need to really. They'll be looking to learn from that, and you know, really push it on and get their hands on a county title. I actually think my grandfather was one of the men that came up with the name Healy Park. Yeah, I think, yeah. You know, so from that you've always got a bit of tradition. And say Joe played a bit for St Andrews, and my uncle Paddy would have been Drumra, and then obviously we played a lot of underage with Harry Ray. So, you know, but it's all the one parish, and you know, there's a lot of crossover there and families and different things. So. Plus, when you've been playing with the boys for nearly 10 years, you know, they become, you know, just the one. It's just the one team, and you know all the boys inside out at this stage, and they know you. So, no, it wouldn't take away from it at all.
And Kerry Moore, tough opposition, quality side. They've that championship tradition behind them, haven't they?
Listen, everyone knows about Kerry Moore. Like, even at the start of this year, they've been written off, which is strange when you look back to last year. You know, they won the league last year. And they got to the county final as well, and they were just beat by a very strong Clonoe team. And they still, even then, they hung in there. I think it took a last minute save, or a save by a couple of goal chances they didn't get. So it's funny to see them being written off, and it's probably, you know, it's a bit strange, especially considering they've got the experience of the 3 or 4 finals since 2005. And you know, this is the first time for a lot of us boys, and it's new territory. And you know, we do have good spirit, and we'll go in full of confidence, but. You know, you have to really bring your game to beat Carrickmore. You know, you show them that respect, but at the same time, you know what you have to do to try and win it.